Yes. Jackson and Steph's 10-pound club. We're checking in with our 10-pound club members regularly. And we've got our trainer, Wyatt, on the line. Hope you're doing good. I'm feeling good. Been going to the gym.
Yeah,
hitting
yeah.
it hard. I'm a little hungry right now. I could use a bite. You could use a bite to eat.
You better not be starving yourself, though, Jackson.
Never starve yourself. Starving yourself's not good.
I'm okay. not. No, I'm not. So you are our fitness guy mm-hmm. because you're one of the beefcakes. I mean trainers over at Princeton Club West. And you've been helping us with the Jackson and Steph's 10-pound club, giving us some tips on how to stay motivated and how to stay fit.
Yes, sir. Yep, that's the goal.
Well, let's talk about diet a little bit. We were just talking about that and making sure Jackson's not starving himself. What do you say about that kind of stuff, Wyatt?
Honestly, try not to never let yourself go hungry. At the Princeton Club, you know, we try to preach that, you know, eat when you're hungry, but eat the right things. You know, eat smaller portions every, you know, 3 hours or so, just so you don't go hungry. You don't want to starve yourself. You know, you want to keep your metabolism fed.
I think that's important to know.
That's something that I'm trying to do, too, is, you know, I'm trying to do a lower carb diet, but if I am going to allow myself to have carbs, I'm trying to have good carbs. Instead of having pasta, I'm going to have some carrots. There's a lot. You don't realize how many carbs are in certain vegetables and fruits. If I'm going to have sugar, I'm going to, instead of having lemonade, I'm going to have an orange. Just trying to have the more simple as opposed to the complex, I'm fairly certain that's probably a better choice.
Yeah, I mean, you can eat a lot more of, say, broccoli, and it's a lot faster digestion versus, I don't know, white rice or something like that. You know, you can replace your carbs with those vegetables or fruits, and those digest a lot faster. So the carb complex is a lot different versus those slow digesting carbs like mashed potatoes or, white rice or something like that. You know, it's just all about the carb choice that you take.
Okay, well, Wyatt, Jackson has some exciting news in our 10-pound club.
Let's hear it.
I lost 10 pounds.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, I finally got
keep it up.
I had a really good weigh-in Friday morning. Not so much a good weigh-in Friday night. I had some carbs. I had onion rings. I think those count as far as a vegetable. But it was Valentine's Day. Me and the wife went out, and I had a cheat day. But that morning or that afternoon, I went to the gym. I had a great weigh-in, and my progress has been slow. But since I met with you and started adding the weights into it, and something you told me was the more muscle that I build, the more I'll burn, the more fat I'll burn from that, and that has really kind of kicked things up a lot. And I really appreciate that tip.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I see you killing it down here at Princeton Club a lot. It's awesome, man. You just got to keep that up. You know, got to keep the grind going, and you know, you might hit a couple of roadblocks here and there, but you just got to hurdle them. That's all you got to do.
That's what I've been telling myself is, you know, slow progress is still progress, and stopping is not going to make it get any better. Everyone has a hard time doing this. It's the first time I've ever had a problem with weight, really, in my life, and it's nice to have a good support system and to see things happen.
Exactly. Yep. You can't let yourself go insane, man. It's just like the tortoise in the hare. Slow and steady is going to finish the race regardless.
So. Yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much for more motivation, Wyatt, from the Princeton Club. Thanks for checking in this morning.